Hello, welcome to my first ever podcast. My name is Jack, as some of you may have already guessed, or may not have guessed. I'm not too sure, to be honest. I don't know whether you can see my email address or not. I don't really know what this podcast is going to be about, even. I mean, it's called A Little Bit of Everything, which, I mean, it's very self-explanatory, really. A little bit of everything. So, yeah. Something that was on my mind the other day, though. Christmas socks. Now everybody gets Christmas socks, Christmas pants. Well, I don't know about Christmas pants. I get Christmas pants. But yeah, Christmas socks, Christmas pants. Now, I got Christmas socks with snow on them. And I thought, right, okay. But, you know, they're Christmassy. They're very, very nice. They're good socks. They're nice to wear. Very comfortable. Very warm. So, how far in the year does it become unacceptable to wear those socks? Well, I thought that I'll wear them to a New Year's Eve party, you know, celebrating the new year coming in, 2018. I mean, hopefully it's going to be better than 2017, but I mean, it doesn't.
It's not going to have to try too hard to be do better than that, is it? No, not at all. Not at all. So, yeah. I was thinking. So I was wearing my my Christmas socks. These with the snow on it and little birds on them. Well, robins. Not little birds of any type. Robins. Yeah, I was sat there. This was at my girlfriend's parents' house. I went there and I thought, you know, I'll just take off my shoes, you know, as you do. Because we're not animals. We don't run around. Well, okay, we do run around with our shoes on, but not in the house. So I took them off, and I see someone looking at my socks. Not the parents or anything. I see this woman that I've never met before. She's a lovely lady. Looking at my socks. Oh, sorry, that was disgusting. That was that must have been a lovely sound to hear. I'm very ill, if you couldn't tell. My voice doesn't always sound like this. It's usually a lot higher. It's not always this deep. I haven't been very well for a few days, actually. Luckily, I was alright through Christmas, but I think it was just literally day after Boxing Day, and I started to feel worse and worse. And then, about on the. When was Boxing Day? Boxing Day was a Tuesday. It's probably on Thursday is when I started to feel really ill. Yeah. It's a strange thing being ill, really, because, you know, you can. You can go from being so healthy and feeling really happy and eating all the food in the world sort of thing. Like, I thought I wouldn't be able to get ill over Christmas because I'm so full of food. You know, I had three Christmas dinners, you know, eating all the food, you know, warm. I got the heating on now. It's lovely and warm in here. You know, wrapped up in blankets, nice warm sweaters and coats. And whenever you go outside, you've got about 1,000 layers on and you're in your Christmas socks. That someone's brought you. Oh yeah, so, sorry, I'm gonna go, this is what this podcast is gonna be, it's just gonna be me going off on tangents. But yeah, so, oh well, I might as well go through it. But yeah, and then I found myself being ill, so yeah, that's great, that is, I love a bit of that. I didn't think I would be ill, to be honest. I thought I'd just have a few days of feeling a bit worse, for like a bit under the weather, as we say here. But no, it turns out I went full on, I'm going to die of this cold, I think. But yeah, so I think this podcast today is probably going to be a lot more about, I think it's going to be very Christmassy. I know Christmas has already been, but about the sort of things you like to receive for Christmas now that Christmas is gone, because nobody ever tells you what they want for Christmas. I've noticed that. No one ever tells, well, I'm exactly the same, no one ever tells you what you want, what they want for Christmas until after Christmas. So my mum, she was really awkward to buy for Christmas. I know it's a horrible thing to say, but this is where it gets even better. My mum's birthday is also on Christmas Day. So not only is my mum awkward to buy for Christmas, but she's also awkward to buy for on her birthday. So, yeah. So I got her this this Kiss the Band clock, and I thought it was really cool. It's a record, and they'd been obviously, you know, put into a clock form, so I think it's not that hard, stick some stick a battery on it and, you know, a little tick. I don't know how the clock works. Why do I? I don't even know how I'm acting like. I know how a clock works. But yeah, so I got her that for her birthday, which was, I think she liked it. She said she liked it, which was quite good. I'm quite pleased with that, you know. Sorry, I'm going to be drinking the water a lot. I feel a bit dehydrated right now, so that's going to be every now and again. I'm just going to be stopping, pausing for a little bit of water, which is, you know, quite necessary to life, would you believe? where was I? Oh, yeah. So, awkward gift buying for my mum. And I had no idea what to get for Christmas. So, obviously, I got her this thing for her birthday, and, you know, it's a nice thing. I thought it was quite nice. But she's addicted to Kiss. So, I saw these Kiss, like, what are they? They're like, it's like a Kiss, how do you say? Oh, I can't even think what the word is, but they're Kiss related. I thought they were really nice. But then I came up with the dilemma of, I've only got one thing for each thing. I mean, this should be enough, but, well, you'd think it'd be enough, but if it was me, I'd want 100 different gifts from one individual person. But that's probably because I'm greedy, and that's just the way I've been brought up. Not necessarily necessarily the right way, but it's very fun to receive gifts. But yeah, awkward to buy for. And I realised this because after that, my mum said she wanted... she likes to play on her Wii U. And turns out she wanted this new Zelda game. I mean, she didn't just want it like a little child. I want the new Zelda. She asked for it very politely. She wanted the new Zelda game. And, yeah. But I didn't know she wanted the new Zelda game because she didn't tell me that she wanted the new Zelda game. So, she ended up with a clock. And luckily, my, he's not my stepfather, but her boyfriend, we'll call him, for the purpose of this, to protect the innocent, we shall call him Stephen. Stephen is what we shall call him. We'll call him Stephen. Oh, sorry, I'm ever so sorry. That must sound absolutely horrific coming through this, I tell you. But yeah, so awkward present buying. And then I realised, obviously, me being complaining afterwards, I was just like, oh, well, if you'd told me, was it not necessarily complaining, just saying, if you'd told me, well, I would have got that then. And I was like, oh, well, I didn't want it. At the time, I was like, well, you obviously did. I thought the exact same thing. I'm quite pleased. I've never been fussy about my presents. Well, from the age of about 11 upwards, I stopped really asking for things. Like, I used to write a list every year before then of all the things I wanted, but after about 11, 12, I decided that what I got was what I got, regardless. Of whether I wanted it or not, because at the end of the day, we live in a society where everything costs money, and the things that kids usually want are very, very expensive. I think the last thing I actually put down on my Christmas list was for an Xbox, and I got it, but I think I was at that age, I think I was 12 or 13, that was like one of the things I wanted. I was like, I want an Xbox. And it wasn't till I was about 14, 15, this is Xbox 360, until I was about 14, 15 when I realised that that's actually costing my mum a lot of money, sort of thing. I mean, it was only like £500, but I say only like I'm still a young person. I have no idea how currency works. I mean, yeah, I earn my own money, but I'm still learning about how the world works, so we'll probably continue to learn for many years. She bought me this Xbox, and then about a year later I realised, wow, I'm a really snobby child. I should not have asked for this, because this has put my mum £500 back, and in my family £500 is quite a lot. I think in anybody's family £500 is quite a lot of money to be spending on anybody, to be honest. Hell, I don't think I've ever spent £500 on, like, in one mass buy, ever. Like, I don't think I've ever had that amount of money in my hand. That's how much £500 is. What was I talking about before this? Awkward present buying, yeah. So, and then I realised, like, what I got, I was happy with. And I continued with that, and I was fine. I was like, yeah, I'm happy with this. I'm, you know, content with what I've got. I mean, hell, I got a mug. And I was like, wow, that's a really nice mug. And I think this year is the year I realised that I'm actually starting to grow up about Christmas. I mean, I've always thought about Christmas as like this really fun time. Don't get me wrong, I love Christmas. Absolutely love Christmas. I mean, but I got a mug and I was like, wow, this is a really, really nice mug. And I was, this is probably bad, but I got a new TV for my room, because my room's never, well, my room where I'm living now didn't have a TV. So my grandparents brought me a TV for my room. I thought, wow, that's actually amazing. Thank you so much. But then at the same time, someone also got me a mug. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And I don't know why, but I was like, wow, these are really nice presents. Looking at this, well, I opened the mug later on in the day and I opened up the TV in the morning. But I found myself having the exact same reaction to the mug. It wasn't a mug, actually. I've got it in front of me. It's a mug with a little whisk and some chocolate stuff, which is really actually quite nice. I've already tried some of it. It's lovely. But the mug has a little sweater on. I think it's really cute. But this TV is really nice as well. Do you know what I mean? I also got Game of Thrones, because I love Game of Thrones. But I'm not a massive reader. And my girlfriend's parents have always, like, trying to push me to do... Like, they're very lovely people, actually. They're really lovely people. But yeah, they're pushing me to do more things that I wouldn't usually do, like read. Like, I've never been a reader. I like to watch films. I love watching films. Like, I've probably watched most films like at the age I am, and I'll continue to watch films. But yeah, so I love Game of Thrones, and they got me the first Game of Thrones. I think it's the Game of Thrones. I think that's what it's called. Isn't it? I've got it in front of me. I'll have a look. It's called A Game of Thrones. That's what it's called. By who's that by? George R.R. Martin, who wrote Game of Thrones, apparently. Well, I didn't know that until I got the book. But yeah, what was that? Oh yeah, so I got a TV, I've got a mug as well, and I just found myself thinking, well, these are really nice items. I love these both. And then I realised that, my God, this TV has probably cost, like, £200. And this mug has probably cost... £5, yet in my head they're both really lovely items. And I think that's when Christmas is brilliant. I mean, a lot of people think that Christmas is like consumer bullshit, you know what I mean, like just to get a day or a few months of people spending like way too much on each other. But I think that it's the simple things as well as the big things, because I was just as excited about, and I genuinely felt warmth inside of me opening up this mug from my girlfriend's godmother, and I thought, wow, that's a really lovely present. That's a really lovely thing to do. I think that's really nice. Same with her parents got me as well as a book and a shirt, which I really like, a very, very nice shirt, and a little Christmas bow tie. I mean, they're all lovely things, and I thought, wow, that's really nice, as well as a razor that I haven't even used yet. I need to put that on charge and use it. I'd love to use that, as well as this TV that my grandparents bought me. And I thought, wow, these are all really great things that I can use, you know, things that I can use on a daily basis. My mum, she got me a Harley Davidson clock. That's like really cool. All this stuff like is really cool stuff I can use. I think I got some Bluetooth headphones as well, which are amazing. I'm not using them right now though, which is kind of sad because they're on charge. I think that's the only downfall with Bluetooth headphones, is that you actually have to put them on charge. You have to make a conscious thing to put them on charge before you want to use them, because if not, well, you can't use them. Apart from that, you know, they're pretty damn cool. Like, I'm actually amazed. I also got a new chessboard. I like to play chess, but it's not just a chessboard. It's a chessboard on top. And then inside there's loads of different boards with different games on it, which I thought was amazing as well. I got that from my grandparents as well. And, you know, I found all this stuff and I was just like, wow, this is brilliant, you know. Really, really great stuff. Really brilliant stuff. And, you know, like I said several times before, I found myself thinking, wow, all this stuff is great, but the cost of it is, like, one costs 200 quid and one costs £5, £10, whatever. And... It just clicked in my head that I don't think that Christmas is got anything to do with spending money on anybody. And I'm sure this has clicked in many people's heads, that Christmas is more about receiving the gift from someone and it meaning something. And I think if it doesn't mean something from the person you've got it, like if you thought, oh, thanks, sort of thing, it doesn't mean as much. It could be worth like £300 if you go, thanks. I think it's more about the person that gives you the gift than how much they spend on the gift. So if you're a person, my advice to a person who's just buying for a friend, not a best friend or a good friend or a family member, just a friend, don't go over the top. Think of the simple things that they can use, because I was more happy with a mug, you know, I was just as happy with a mug even as a 200 quid TV. So yeah, just to say, you don't have to spend 200 quid. Like a lot of people say that, like I said, just for consumers and stuff like that, it's not, because you don't have to go out and spend 200 quid, because I am just as happy with a mug. This is not tips for next year. Okay, it may be tips for next year, maybe I want another mug next year, but I wouldn't mind maybe something else as well, something big as well. But I think his chessboard costs a lot as well. I don't know, it's a very nice chessboard. It's a very, very nice chessboard. I very much like it. I've used it a lot already. Like, I love to play chess. It's very fun. And yeah, once again, completely off topic, tangent. Well, not completely off topic, but yeah, so socks and talking about that. Christmas bow tie I got. So when is it unokay to not wear Christmas clothes? And I just found myself being bombarded with questions about my Christmas socks, and I thought, oh, well, you know, people saying, you can't wear that now, Christmas is over. From my girlfriend, she said, Christmas is over now, you can't wear Christmassy stuff. Now, that's all very well, but in a year, I'm still growing. I'm still growing. My foot size has grown in a whole, like, new thing. Like, I was a 9 and now I'm a 10 over the course of a year, you know. And your socks should be your foot size, or your shoe size, am I right? I think I'm right. You know, I'm not going to be able to wear those socks in probably a year. I won't be able to wear them next Christmas. You'll have to buy me new ones. But I'm not allowed to wear, I'm only allowed to wear them for a day. I mean, this pack of socks came in a pack of six. You know, they're not all snow. There's a snowman, there's a Santa Claus one, there's an elf one, Robin one, and I think there's a Christmas tree one as well. You know, and there's a pack of six there. I'm not going to wear all six socks in one day, you know. Let me wear them, you know, let me wear them all year round. And I'm going to continue to wear them all year round. I mean, my bow tie, I got a Christmassy bow tie with little Santa Clauses on it. I thought that was absolutely brilliant. I laughed my head off at that. I love that. But if I could only wear it Christmas Day, what's the point? I mean, fair enough, I'm probably not going to grow out a bow tie, but why can't I wear it in May? What's wrong with that? You know, a bit of joy brought in May by Christmas. I think that is truly brilliant, you know. I think that we can, you know, do things like that, and I don't see anything wrong with it. But a lot of people would say no, you can't do that. No, it's not a thing you can do. Not at all. Not at all. Not allowed. Oh, I don't agree with that at all. I think you should be able to wear what you want when you want, regardless of the season or thing. It's like, okay, fair enough, there is some things like you don't go around trick-or-treating in like Christmas, or you don't go around like eating Easter eggs in Halloween or whatever. Well, you could actually. You could. I guess you could just, no Easter eggs in like, I don't know, Christmas again, no Easter eggs, there you go. But Christmas, I mean, I've never really got a pair of Easter socks. Some people might have Easter socks. What are Easter socks? You know, I guess bunnies or eggs or something like that. Big egg on it, so. Big chocolate sock. Yeah, big chocolate sock. That's an Easter sock. And a Halloween mask, I guess. I guess you can wear a Halloween mask whenever you want, really. If you want to, I'll tell you what, if you want to walk around with a Halloween mask on, you damn right do it. You walk around looking like Frankenstein, because that is your right as a human being. To look like whatever you want. I mean, hell, you can have like a face transplant now. You can have a whole new face. Then that whole new face is going to last you all year. So why not chuck a mask on and look like Frankenstein for a whole year? I think that would be a pretty cool thing to do. Pretty cool indeed. But yeah. So yeah, it's the first topic. I think we did. That's basically got it. Nip that in the bud. That'd be the first thing. What else is weird about Christmas? Christmas is,
I think Christmas is also very much, I've talked a lot about gifts for Christmas. I don't think I've talked about enough about spending the people. Like I said at the start, I'm very ill, but I didn't think I'd get ill because I had three separate Christmas dinners. Now, I had three separate Christmas dinners with three different parts of my life, massive parts of my life, which are my girlfriend's side of the family, which are huge parts of my life and have helped me a lot, actually, through these last past 2 years, like, massively. My grandparents, who I see a lot of and spend a lot of time with, and my mum, who I spend not as much time as I would love to. Like, I'd like to spend a lot more time with my mum. Would be good. But I saw her at Christmas. You know, I saw her the day before Christmas Eve. The day before Christmas Eve, I saw her. Christmas Eve, I did nothing, but I went out Christmas Eve night to a cathedral, which is very nice. That's the second year in a row I've done that. I went out with Chloe's family, Chloe being my girlfriend. Went out with Chloe's family, which was very good. Very much enjoyed that. It's really fun, actually. It's not anything like I would thought it'd be. I mean, the first year I did it, I was a bit worried. I thought, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a religious person myself. I don't think Chloe's majorly religious, but I'm not a religious person myself. I don't poo-poo the idea at all. I think it's a lovely thing to believe. I think it's a great thing to believe, really, actually. It's very comforting. Do I believe in the afterlife? I believe that it'd be pretty boring if you was just nothing, but it wouldn't be boring because it would be nothing. Boring is a feeling, and nothing is nothing. So, I don't know, to be honest. But it's a comforting feeling to some people. I think that's a lot of the reason that people believe in not necessarily just Christianity, but any religion, for the rewards at the end of the life of worship. I mean, you don't exactly have to be the best. You don't have to be a role model Christian, I don't think. I think you just need to obey the basic rules. Because I think that God's, if there is a God, I think he might have given up by now. Given up by now trying to make everyone believe in him. I mean, fair enough, some people say that there'll be a judgment day when everyone must stand in front of God and, you know, confess to him, or I don't really know enough about it, really, to talk about it. I mean, but everyone must confess to their sins or own up to their sins, and God will judge you, judgment day. Whether you go to heaven, hell, or, well, I'm not too sure if there is a thing in between, or whether I've just made that up, but I think there's something like purgatory or something like that, where you pay for your sins and then you'll be able to go up to heaven, is what I understand it as. I'm definitely not claiming to know what it's on about, but I think that's what it's about. And I think that's a nice thought to have. Yeah, but Christmas is a religious holiday, as a lot of people know. It's a Christian holiday. The day that Jesus Christ was born in a stable in Bethlehem. That's about as far, about as much as I know about it. In fact, I've actually been in, I think many kids in England have done the nativity play. Now, at my school, I wasn't a big actor until I got into more senior years. Like, I think I got into acting in year 9. And after that, I was in every single school production that they did, or tried to be in everything I could be in. I took drama as a BTEC, which was fun, I guess. I mean, I enjoyed the performing side of it, just not the written side of it. I mean, I've never been very righty, academically person thing. But I think it was quite fun. But in the nativity, I remember playing the back end of the donkey. So yeah, I had a big part to play. No lines, but I think it's the being there that counted. I mean, it would have been a bit weird
if the donkey had walked on with no arse. So I think it's a good job I was there to be that arse and preserve the donkey's well-being, because I don't think it would have survived if he didn't have a back end. I think you need a back end. If not, you're a bit likely to die, probably. I don't think you'd live. I don't think you'd live. I mean, you could do. I don't know. I guess you could. But how would you... How would the donkey have been able to, do bodily functions? I guess there is medical ways now, but we're talking about, like... Just... I don't know how long ago it was. Before Christ. So what? BC. Before Christ. AD. So was it 2000... Are we in 2018 AD? Is that right? 2018 AD? So was it 2018 years ago? Is that right? That can't be right. That's gone. I don't know, to be honest. I'm not even going to say it. But yeah, a long time ago. So I don't think the donkey would have been able to survive without its rear end. So that's where I came in. And I was the rear end of the donkey. So I played a very important part. And then the second year I did the nativity, I had a bit more of a promotion. I don't know whether you know or not, but I played quite a big role. I was one of the three wise men. And I was truly one of the wiser of the three wise men. I mean, I think it came down to with the mothers making the actual costumes for the children. A lot of them were bought, fair enough, but some of them were made, like the main characters. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I think 7-year-old me was quite proud of myself for being able to be one of the lucky ones that got to wear a made costume. And I think it came down to whoever had the longest beard was the wisest, and I had the longest beard out of all three of those 7-year-olds and 8-year-olds, and I am proud of my beard longness to this very day. So yeah, and I think I gave them mercury. What was it? Mercury, frankincense, and gold. Yeah, I think I gave them mercury. And we'd just walk up to the crib and we'd have these little boxes of stuff, obviously, with it labelled on it. And it, when I think back now, it was not quite correct, really, but what we did is we walked up individually. Obviously, there was a narrator. I think one of the teachers was the narrator, because there were some quite big words in there for 7 and 8-year-olds, you know. Not massive words, but for 7 and 8-year-olds, everything's a bit of a struggle sometimes, you know. It's a hard life being a 7 or 8-year-old, you know. You're coming to terms with Santa Claus and, you know, deciding whether mum and dad are really just saying they're going to stay up and wait for him, or whether they're actually going to just put the presents under the tree or not, you know. I mean, obviously, if there's any kids listening, I mean, Santa Claus is 100% real. 100%. Like, never stop believing, because that's when Christmas isn't as fun. You know, I think Christmas went downhill for me massively. I mean, I didn't find out he wasn't real till, I didn't stop believing until the age of 11. So not long ago, about 4 or 5 years ago. So yeah, not long ago at all. Not long ago at all. It might have been a bit, it might have been 12 then, 12, 13, I think. I'm not too sure, to be honest. It was before I joined secondary school. So, about 12, I think I was, when I joined secondary school. And secondary school is like, year 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and onwards, I guess. Or you go college or whatever, or you do sixth form. But yeah. What was I even talking about? Well, I can't even remember now.
See,
tangents.
But yeah, so Christmas is, you know, that's it, what I was on about. Christmas is all about being with people.
You know, it's about being with the people that you actually care about, and same with the buying things for people. It means so much more coming from a person than it does just any old person sort of thing. If I met a random person in the street and they gave me a gift, I wouldn't think as much of it as if my mother gave me a gift or my girlfriend gave me a gift. I think a lot more of that. That's probably wrong of me to think that, but that's what I believe, and that's what I think. Well, it's not exactly a belief, it's just an opinion, and opinions can be wrong, and that's something everybody needs to remember. Opinions can be wrong. Do not hate me for this podcast. But yeah, so I spent a lot of time with a lot of different families over the Christmas period. It's amazing to see how different people spend their Christmases. Absolutely amazing. Like I went to the cathedral, you know, sang, it was brilliant, singing songs and everything. It was a good laugh. Went back to my girlfriend's auntie and uncles. Well, they're not auntie and uncles, but they are. They call them auntie and uncles, but they're not auntie and uncles. And had a great night. Came back to my nan and granddad's. Slept. Woke up in the morning. Spent the morning with my nan and granddad. Then went off to my girlfriend's actual auntie's for Christmas Day. Came back. Spent Boxing Day with my nan and granddad. And obviously I'd already spent Christmas with my mum before, but then I spent the day after Boxing Day at my mum's as well. But it snowed the day after Boxing Day, which was quite nice. Not nice to travel in, but nice to see a bit of snow during the Christmas period. It was very nice to see a bit of snow. Not enough to make a snowman, sadly, but just enough to make the place look nice and white, which was good. But now I'm sure, like, suffering with a cold, so whether or not it's something to do with, probably shouldn't have gone travelling in it, but it was worth it. Go see my mum. It was really good, really good day. Had another Christmas dinner there. That was good. Had another Christmas dinner. So yeah, that was it was a good Christmas. It was a very good Christmas. Yeah, see, I don't know how I've been talking for 33 minutes even. I thought when I would start this that I'd have no idea what to talk about, but it seems just to go quite quickly, really. I mean, this is my first time ever doing anything like this. I don't even know where I'm going to, you know, post this or not. I mean, I might. I hope I do. I hope I think past myself and post it. But yeah. You know what? I think I'm going to end this here, because this has been a long one already. You know, and we've talked a lot about Christmas and goods, and you've learned a bit about me. Yeah. So I'm going to end this. If you listen, thanks for listening. I hope it's been good. I hope you've actually agreed with some of the stuff I've said, you know. Sorry if it was boring. It's the first ever one I've done. I'm not too sure what I'm doing, to be honest. I'm sure I'll get better with it over time, but, you know, time takes time. Time is everything. So, yeah, thank you very much. This has been Jack, and I'm signing off. Bye!